Surah Sabah. Sabah, the people of Sabah or Sabians. Who were the Sabians? It was a kingdom in the southeastern part of Arabia, and these people used to worship the sun. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahilladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi wa lahul hamdu fil akhirah wa huwal hakimul khabir. All praise is due to Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, and to him belongs all praise in the hereafter, and he is the wise, the acquainted. He knows what penetrates into the earth and what emerges from it, and what descends from the heaven and what ascends therein, and he is the merciful, the forgiving. But those who disbelieve say, the hour will not come to us. Say, yes, by my Lord, it will surely come to you. Allah is the knower of the unseen. Not absent from him is an atom's weight within the heavens or within the earth, or what is smaller than that or greater, except that it is in a clear register, that he may reward those who believe and do righteous deeds. Those will have forgiveness and noble provision. But those who strive against our verses, seeking to cause failure, meaning to undermine their credibility, in order to defeat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for them, Allah says, will be a painful punishment of foul nature. And those who have been given knowledge see that what is revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, and it guides to the path of the exalted in might, the praiseworthy. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who do not believe in the Qur'an are not really people of knowledge. But those who disbelieve say, shall we direct you to a man who will inform you that when you have disintegrated in complete disintegration, you will then be recreated in a new creation? So the kuffar used to make fun. Has he invented about Allah a lie, or is there in him madness? They would say that A'udhu Billah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mad, or he is lying. Rather, Allah says, they who do not believe in the hereafter will be in the punishment and are in extreme error. They knew that none of the accusations that they invented about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were true. The reason was they were shocked with this idea that they will have to answer for their deeds. This is the main reason why people refuse to believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atheism is popular because people don't want to accept the concept that they have to answer to their deeds, to their choices, to anybody. Throughout their lives, they will have problem with authority. And when someone says that now you have to answer to the ultimate authority, they put up the greatest fight to this concept. Then, do they not look at what is before them and what is behind them of the heaven and earth? If we should will, we could cause the earth to swallow them, or could let fall upon them fragments from the sky. Indeed, in that is a sign for every servant turning back to Allah. Why such massive signs? Because to break massive arrogance, a person needs to see massive signs. May Allah have mercy upon us, and may Allah make us humble and accepting of Him. Allah says, but this sign will only be read and understood by someone who turns to Allah, who naturally turns to Allah in fear when they see these massive signs. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا. And we certainly gave David from us bounty. We said, O mountains, repeat our praises with him and the birds as well. And we made pliable for him iron, commanding him, make full coats of mail, and calculate precisely the links, and work all of you righteousness. Indeed, I, of what you do, am seeing. It is amazing to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not just gives us the raw tools to create things, but Allah also inspires our design. Allah guides us as we invent and we designed. Alhamdulillah. And to Solomon we subjected the wind. Its morning journey was that of a month, and its afternoon journey was that of a month. Meaning, what would normally take a month to travel, Sulaiman alayhis salam could travel within half a day, a few hours. something that we take for granted, but Allah gave him that technology, that ability thousands of years ago. Allah says, "And we made flow for him a spring of liquid copper. Iron was made pliable for Dawud alayhi salam, and copper was made pliable for Sulaiman alayhi salam. In fact, he had a spring of liquid copper." Allahu Akbar. "And among the jinn were those who worked for him by the permission of his Lord. And whoever deviated among them, the jinn, from our command, we will make him taste of the punishment of the blaze." We are being told this so that we remember that we do nothing. We are capable of nothing. We can create nothing. We cannot design anything except by the permission of Allah and His aid and His inspiration. All new developments in science and technology are through the permission and design of Allah. Allah says they, the jinn, made for Sulaiman alayhi salam, for him, what he willed of elevated chambers, meaning palaces, dwellings, or places of prayer. And Allah says they made statues. These were not prohibited until the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They made bowls like reservoirs, huge bowls like dams, and stationary kettles, Allah says. "We said, work, O family of David, in gratitude, and few of my servants are grateful. وَقَلِيلًا مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Few of my servants are grateful for everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we just look around our rooms, where we sit, and our bodies, how we sit, our closets full of clothes, we have more than one pair of shoes for sure. We have all kinds of things to eat. We sit in coolness. We are shaded in our homes. We are given ready-made food to eat. Our fridges are full. We have health. We can take care of ourselves. We have loved ones around us. And we have the Quran. Shukr is a feeling of peace, tranquility, of being fulfilled, positive serenity. May Allah make us of those who are truly grateful to Him. May Allah write our names amongst the grateful. Ameen. فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَى And when we decreed for him, Sulaiman alayhi salam, death, nothing indicated to them, the jinn, his death, except a creature of the earth eating his staff. People thought that it was the jinn who did everything, that jinn has had power and the jinn had the ability to see the unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved them wrong, because when Sulaiman alayhi salam died, he was leaning at the time of his death. He was leaning on his staff. A termite continued to gnaw into the stick until it collapsed under his weight, and then the jinn realized. So Allah says, but when he fell, it became clear to the jinn that if they had known the unseen, they would not have remained in humiliating punishment. It was hard labor. This verse shows that jinn do not possess knowledge of the unseen. The knowledge of the unseen belongs exclusively to Allah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَا There was for the tribe of Saba, the people of Sheba, in their dwelling place a sign. This kingdom was in Southeast Arabia, as we have mentioned, the area of current Yemen. Allah says, جَنَّتَانِ Two fields of gardens on the right and on the left. They were told, eat from the provisions of your Lord and be grateful to Him. A good land have you and a forgiving Lord. It was a rich, prosperous nation. There were gardens everywhere. And Allah told them that Allah will keep forgiving their sins, but be grateful to Him, meaning worship Him alone. But they turned away refusing. So we sent upon them the flood of the dam, and we replaced their two fields of gardens with gardens of bitter fruit, tamarisks, and something of sparse, lowed trees. Ingratitude was in the form of shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all of their worldly pleasures away. Allah says, by that we repaid them because they disbelieved. And do we thus repay except the ungrateful? Allah asks. And we replaced between them and the cities which we had blessed many visible cities. These are the lands of what is now known as southern Syria and Palestine. Allah says, and we placed between them and the cities which we had blessed, meaning Saba and these areas, many visible cities. And we determined between them the distances of journey, saying, travel between them by night or by day in safety. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed settlements in the middle at specific distances for the convenience of travelers. It is Allah who decides where people will settle on His earth. All of this was done so that they would travel safely and not be afraid of bandits in desolate areas. But insolently they said, our Lord, lengthen the distance between our journeys. They were bored, unappreciative. They wanted challenges instead. This is too easy. We wish it was more challenging. Sometimes we complain of the weather we have. The weather, every weather pattern is selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we complain about it? It's like the Bani Israel. They were given prepared food, manna and salwa from the sky. But they said they wanted the onions and the lentils and the green herbs. Subhanallah. We refuse to eat too sometimes when food is not prepared to our liking. When the outfit you ordered didn't turn out exactly the way you imagined. Allah says, and they wronged themselves. So we made them narrations and dispersed them in total dispersion. Indeed, in that are signs for everyone patient and grateful. Their kingdom lay in ruins and they became nothing. They just became stories related to others as lessons or examples. And their story is related in the previous scriptures as well. This is a sign for every sabbarin shakur. Sabbar means someone who is extremely patient, very perseverant. But why is it combined with shakur? Shakur means extremely grateful because we have to constantly tell ourselves that we have everything, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly blessed us. We have to prevent ourselves from becoming unappreciative, bored, complacent with the blessings that we already have. This is why we need to ask Allah refuge from having a soul that is not satiated, that is not satisfied. Being grateful for a good life also requires perseverance. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ. And Iblis had already confirmed through them, the people of Saba, his assumption. His assumption was what? That most of mankind would not be grateful to Allah. So they followed him, Allah says, except for a party of believers. And he had over them no authority, except it was decreed that we might make evident who believes in the hereafter from who is thereof in doubt. And your Lord over all things is guardian. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, supplicate those you claim as deities besides Allah. They do not possess an atom's weight of ability in the heavens or on the earth. And they do not have therein in earth any partnership with him, nor is there for him from among them any assistant. They do not have the ability to do anything in the heavens or earth, and neither do they have a partnership with Allah in the heavens or the earth. Allah says an intercession does not benefit with him, Allah, except for one whom he permits, because a kuffar would believe that these so-called idols were intercessors between them and Allah. So Allah says, whether you believe it or not, it is not going to help you, because only Allah permits intercession. Allah says, and those wait until when terror is removed from their hearts, they will say to one another, what has your Lord said? They will say the truth, and He is the Most High, the Grand. Allah is referring to those whom He will allow to do intercession for others. Who are these people? The prophets, Salihin, the Quran, some surahs, all of those things will do intercession. But amongst them, amongst the people, Allah informs us that they themselves will be fearful. Say, who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Say, Allah. And indeed, we or you are either upon guidance or in clear error. Say, you will not be asked about what we committed, and we will not be asked about what you do. Say, our Lord will bring us together, then He will judge between us in truth, and He is the knowing judge. وهو الفتاح العليم. The one who opens things, الفتاح. And he is based on what? On his continuous knowledge. Allah will open up the knots of every unsolved issue on that day. And he will judge with real knowledge. Allah says, say, show me those whom you have attached to him, Allah, as partners. No, rather he alone is Allah, the exalted in might, the wise. And we have not sent you except comprehensively to mankind, all of mankind, kafatan linnas. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to every single person till the end of times. As a bringer of good news, Allah says, and a warner, but most of the people do not know. And they say, when is this promise? If you are truthful, say, for you is the appointment of a day when you will not remain there after an hour, nor will you precede it. And those who disbelieve say, we will never believe in this Quran, nor in that before it. But if you could see when the wrongdoers are made to stand before their Lord, refuting each other's words, those who were oppressed will say to those who were arrogant, if not for you, we would have been believers. So people pressurize others to disbelieve in the Quran. Allah says, those who were arrogant will say to those who were oppressed, did we avert you from guidance after it had come to you? Rather, you were criminals. We didn't do anything to stop you. We had no influence over you. Blame yourselves. Those who were oppressed will say to those who were arrogant, rather, it was your conspiracy of night and day when you were ordering us to disbelieve in Allah and attribute to him equals. But they will all confide regret when they see the punishment. And we will put shackles on the necks of those who disbelieved. Will they be recompensed except for what they used to do? And we did not send into a city any warner, except that its affluent said, the rich people said, indeed we, in that with which you were sent, are disbelievers. And they said, meaning the affluent ones in general, or the people of Makkah specifically. Allah says, and they said, we are more than the believers in wealth and children, and we are not to be punished. Say, indeed, my Lord extends provision for whom he wills and restricts it, but most of the people do not know, meaning it doesn't matter. So what difference does it make if Allah has given you more wealth right now? He may restrict it in the future. He may expand our wealth for us. Why is money the criterion for success? Worldly power and influence has nothing to do with true success. Allah says, and it is not your wealth or your children that bring you nearer to us in position, but it is by being one who has believed and done righteousness. For them there will be double the reward for what they did, and they will be in the upper chambers of paradise, safe and secure. And the ones who strive against our verses to cause them failure, those will be brought into the punishment to remain. Say, indeed, my Lord extends provision for whom he wills of his servants and restricts it for him. Allah gives riches, makes rich whoever he wants, and Allah takes away money from whomever he wills. But whatever thing you spend in his cause, he will compensate it, and he is the best of providers. And mention the day when he will gather them all, and then say to the angels, did these people used to worship you? Because there have been people and still are who worship angels. They will say, the angels will say, Subhanaka, anta waliyuna min dunihim. You are our benefactor, not them. Rather, they used to worship the jinn. Most of them were believers in them. But today, the day of judgment, you do not hold for one another the power of benefit or harm. And we will say to those who wronged, taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny. And when our verses are recited to them as clear evidences, they say, this is not but a man who wishes to avert you from that which your fathers are worshipping. And they say, this is nothing except a lie invented. And those who disbelieve say of the truth when it has come to them, this is not but obvious magic. The Prophet ﷺ was accused of breaking up families, of turning sons against their fathers, of turning wives against husbands. But Allah tells us they were only following the truth. Allah says, "And we had not given them any scriptures which they could study, the Arabs before, and we had not sent to them before you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any warner. And those before them denied, and they, the people of Makkah, have not attained a tenth of what we had given them." People of the previous scriptures, the people who had gone by, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were far richer, far more powerful than these meager Quraysh. "But they," meaning the former peoples, "denied my messengers," Allah says. "So how terrible was my reproach." The people of Saba are mentioned because their situation was similar to that of the Quraysh. Allah speaks about the journey of the traveling of the Saba. Allah had made their journey very safe for them, but they became bored of the journey because it was so safe and beautiful, subhanallah. Allah mentions the journeying, the business caravans of the people of Quraysh as well. رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, the journeys of the winter and the summer months. Allah had made the journeying of the Quraysh safe as well because they were purveyors, guardians of the Kaaba. For that reason, Allah said, "You should worship the Lord of the Kaaba." Allah says, "But they, the former peoples, denied my messengers. So how terrible was my reproach." The Quraysh knew of the people of Saba as well. Allah is advising them, "Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I only advise you of one thing, that you stand for Allah, seeking truth in pairs and individually, and then give thought. ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُ, go ahead, have your conversations. Think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. There is not in your companion," meaning the Prophet, "any madness. He is only a warner to you before a severe punishment." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Say, whatever payment I might have asked of you, it is yours. Keep your money, keep your wealth. My payment is only from Allah, and He is over all things witness. He watches everything. Say, indeed my Lord projects the truth, knower of the unseen. Say, the truth has come and falsehood can neither begin anything nor repeat it," meaning those false so-called idols, they cannot begin anything, they cannot repeat anything. "Say, if I should err, I would only err against myself. If I make a mistake, if I'm making a mistake, it will only be against myself. But if I am guided, it is by what my Lord reveals to me. Indeed, He is hearing and near." Unlike the so-called idols, Allah hears and Allah is near. We don't know, you don't know where your so-called idols are. Where are the spirits of those people who had died? The Prophet, peace be upon him, was told to make them think about this. Allah says, "And if you could see when they are terrified, but there is no escape, and they will be seized from a place nearby. And they will then say, 'We believe in it.' Now they will say, 'We believe in Islam.'" Allah says, "But how for them will be the taking of faith from a faraway place?" In other words, how can you expect to obtain faith at this point? The point where you should have accepted faith was very far away, in the past. Allah says, "And they had already disbelieved in it before," meaning in their life on earth, "and would assault the unseen from a place far away," meaning they would verbally deny the unseen from a position which is far from the truth. "And prevention will be placed between them and what they desire. They will desire forgiveness. They will desire Jannah. They will desire faith." So Allah says they will be prevented from it, as was done with their kind before. Indeed, they were in disquieting doubt. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكِّمْ مُرِيبِ. Imam Qatada rahimullah has said, "Avoid doubt, because the one who dies in doubt is resurrected being in doubt, and the one who dies on complete firm belief will be resurrected that way. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, ameen." Surah Fatir. Fatir means the creator, originator of creation, or he who brings it into existence from nothing. Also called Al-Malaika, this surah is also called Al-Malaika, the angels. And it was revealed in Makkah. Alhamdulillahi fatiris samawati wal ardi, جَعَلَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ رُسُلًا. Allah is praised. All praise is due to Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers having wings, two or three or four. He increases in creation what He wills. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent. According to Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jibril alaihi salam in his actual form, and he had 600 wings, and he covered the entire horizon. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I did not know that Fatir as-samawati wal-ard meant until two Bedouins came to me disputing over a well. One of them said to his companions, Ana fatartuha, meaning I started it. Allah has started everything from nothing. Allahu Akbar. Whatever Allah grants to people of mercy, none can withhold it. And whatever He withholds, none can release it thereafter. And He is the exalted in might, the wise. After the Prophet, peace be upon him, would finish praying, he would say, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt wa la mu'tiya lima man'at wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minkal jadd. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone, with no partner or associate. To Him is praise, for Him is praise and dominion, and He is able to do all things. O Allah, there is none who can withhold what You give, and none can give what You withhold. And good fortune and richness in anything cannot benefit one against Your will. Bukhari and Muslim. Allah also says in the Quran in Surah Yunus, ayah number 107, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُزِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَ لِفَضْلِهِ. And if Allah touches you with harm, there is none who can remove it. And if He extends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor. Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, Allah is talking to everyone. Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist. Allah says, O mankind, remember the favor of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heaven and earth? There is no deity except Him. So how are you deluded? And if they deny you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, already were messengers denied before you. And to Allah are returned all matters. Ya ayyuhan nasu inna wa'adallahi haqq. O mankind, surely the promise of Allah is truth. So let not the worldly life delude you, and be not deceived about Allah by the deceiver. Allah reminds us again, indeed Satan is an enemy to you. So take him as an enemy. How do you take an enemy as an enemy? What is one's attitude toward an enemy? You're always watchful. You're always careful. And you take your precautions. You arm yourselves. Allah says He only invites His party to be among the companions of the blaze. He wants all of humanity to be part of His party. Allah warns those who disbelieve will have a severe punishment, and those who believe and do righteous deeds will have forgiveness and great reward. Then is one to whom the evil of his deed has been made attractive, so he considers it good, meaning like one rightly guided. For indeed Allah sends astray whom He wills, and guides whom He wills. So do not let yourself perish over them in regret. Indeed Allah is knowing of what they do. In context, this ayah is about the disbelievers who thought that they are on the right path, their way of life is the correct way, and they were very pleased with it. Allah says Shaitan has done that to them. He has made their deeds seem pleasing to them. In the general sense, each one of us thinks that what he or she is doing and the way that I am doing things is the correct way. That may be fine if it is based on knowledge. But then people have two different attitudes about worldly things, worldly actions, and religious choices. If someone comes with evidence for you to improve a worldly choice, for example, which school should my child go to, we would listen to them, especially if they have experience and they know their child has been to that school before. But as far as religion is concerned, if people come and tell us something that we don't want to believe in, then we don't listen to them, whether they know from knowledge or not, meaning whether it is based on ilm or not. Amongst Muslims as well, people want to follow their own modes of worship, their own application of religion. That's a problem. It's a serious problem if it is not according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But if you come and tell them that this was not the way Rasulullah ﷺ would do this, he would do this XYZ action in a different manner, for example, the people become offended. They think you're being arrogant. But we truly have to question, who is the one who is arrogant and who is the one who is basing their choices on ilm and who is basing choices on zan or assumption? Wallahu allazi arsala riyaha, and it is Allah who sends the winds and they stir the clouds and we drive them to a dead land and give life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness. Thus is a resurrection. Whoever desires honor through power, then to Allah belongs all honor. فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. People think that by giving up their lifestyle, by making changes in their lifestyle, they will lose respect and honor in this dunya. Allah says, why do you fear that? We all admit that to Allah belongs all izzah, all honor. Then why are we afraid of changing our lifestyle according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He decides who will get honor and He decides who will get humiliated. To Him, Allah says, ascends good speech and righteous work raises it. Good speech. What is good speech? Tasbih, Quran, enjoining good, forbidding evil. They are all accepted. Or they are raised up by angels. What raises them? Good actions raise the good words up. Meaning it's not just words Allah wants. Allah wants us to do actions also. Words themselves will not have the weight until they are pushed up by those actions. For acceptance by Allah, righteous deeds are confirmation and proof of what is uttered by the tongue. Allah says, but they who plot evil deeds will have a severe punishment, and the plotting of those, it will perish. The planning of the enemies of Islam always perishes, Allah says. Wallahu khalaqakum min turab, and Allah created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then He made you mates. And no female conceives, nor does she give birth, except with His knowledge. And no aged person is granted additional life, nor is his lifespan lessened, but that it is in a register. Indeed, that for Allah is easy. Allah says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah erases what He wills and makes firm what He wills. And not alike are the two seas, the two bodies of water Allah has made. One is fresh and sweet, palatable for drinking. That is also Allah's design. And He says, and one is salty and bitter, and from each you eat tender meat and extract ornaments which you wear. All of those are designed by Allah. The pearls are designed by Allah. The coral are designed by Allah because He created them so we could sell them, use them as ornaments. Allah says, and you see the ships plowing through them, through the sweet water, and the salty water, that you might seek of His bounty, and perhaps you will be grateful. He causes the night to enter the day, and He causes the day to enter the night, and has subjected the sun and the moon, each running its course for a specified term. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. That is Allah your Lord, to Him belongs sovereignty, kingdom. And those whom you invoke other than Him do not possess as much as the membrane of a date seed. If you invoke them, they do not hear your dua. And if they heard, they would not respond to you. And on the day of resurrection, they will deny your association. And none can inform you like the one acquainted with all matters. O mankind, You are those in need of Allah, while Allah is free of need, the praiseworthy. If He wills, He can do away with you and bring forth a new creation. And that is not at all difficult for Allah.